Watch weather forecast, and it's time for Let's Talk. Time for Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. And we are joined this morning, Darcy Dawson. Good morning, Darcy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Liz Hansen joining us this morning. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Tim.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. I haven't seen you for a while.
That's right. Yeah. But here I am, back again.
There you are. And wearing a different hat this morning.
Yes, which she counts.
She counts. For those who are the unwashed and uninformed, been living under a rock, don't know what She Counts is, what is She Counts?
She Counts is an organization that seeks to support, help, and empower women and girls in Powashik County.
So the She is an acronym, is it? But we don't know what that stands for.
Well, we know the objectives of She Counts, Tim. We, again, to understand those needs of women and girls and raise awareness about the need to create positive change, engaging women to serve as a voice and champion for other women and girls. We support underfunded programs and efforts for all women and girls and to inspire collaborative efforts among existing agencies and programs. So we're here to talk about a couple of those programs.
One of them is the Power Up Financial Fitness for Women.
Yes, and that will be happening this Friday, November 22nd. And this time it is going to be focusing on perspectives on entrepreneurship, finding balance, and celebrating successes and overcoming challenges.
All right. And a couple of women business owners.
Yes, we're going to have two panelists there. One is Alicia Blankenfeld, who is with Total Choice Shipping and Printing, and then Cynthia Sherman, who is going to be there representing CJ Lofts. And then we also are going to have a really good meal provided by Meals by Mindy with Mindy Kriegel. So it should be a really good time. And that is from 12 to 1, and it'll be at the Drake Library.
All right. Now, there is free childcare being provided, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Yes. Okay.
And if you are interested, if you could RSVP to the Arns Foundation for childcare at 641-236-5518.
You know, I don't know the exact numbers. I'm sure I could call the chamber, or maybe you guys have the numbers. But it seems to me, per capita, we seem to have a lot more, you know, because Grinnell's a fairly small town, but there's it seems to be a large number of business owners who are women, which is a good thing.
Well, certainly that has been reflected, Tim, in the Power Up series that started in January of 2019 and was held then in January, April, September, and now November, where we have featured women and businesses and women who work in the workforce here in Grinnell doing these presentations to inform and empower women, especially this one. This one will be a terrific for women who want to look at owning their own business and how to go about taking those steps.
Okay. This all starts at noon at the Drake, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It'll be from 12 to 1 p.m., and we do a great job of getting you in and fed and out by 1, because we know a lot of people are taking their lunch break for this and having to come over, and it's pretty casual atmosphere. You come in, we have a buffet kind of style set up in the back. You'll go through, grab your meal, usually some handouts and water, and then you just sit and eat and listen to the presenters during your lunch.
So how did this come about? How did these, this is the fourth in a series you've done this year, a quarterly. How did these seminars come? How did this come about with these ideas for the seminars?
Well, this was set up by the She Counts board. And our leaders, Delphina Bauman, Alicia Blankenfeld, Rachel Bly, Julie Gosselink, Ivy Schuster, Emma Kelty-Steven, Darcy, and Melissa Vine, who has now moved from the community, was an important and instrumental in coming together in that initial committee to develop these programs and put them together. And it's really about the network of women in our community, reaching out to those women and telling them, we need you to come. We had the power of investing and preserving making those smart choices for women about insurance and investments at the previous power-up session. So those have been they've been great and very informative. I am so fortunate that now that I'm no longer in the classroom, I've been able to attend these, and it's really been transformative for me.
You bring up a salient point. There is a segment of the population there who cannot because of the time frame. So is there thoughts that maybe if you continue to do this and maybe moving those times or doing some at a different time to allow more people the opportunity to access, be able to do that?
Well, thank you for that great idea, Tim. We have a board meeting this week, and we can take that forward because you're right, especially teachers where you are, you know, you're available after school time, but not during the day. And this initial series was designed, put it in the middle of the day, make it at lunch time where people can step out for that hour and attend something that would be really great for them.
Yeah, unfortunately, not everybody gets a lunch hour.
Yeah, right. How well I remember.
Yes, indeed. But it does seem, you know, and not just business owners, but a lot of women are the movers and shakers. You look at all the people, you look at things that get done around this community, and you always start, you see the same names always popping up, and it's always, you know, the same. And, well, not always the same, but quite a few. You know, you mentioned, ran down a list of them who are members of this board.
Look at the members on our board.
Right.
You've got them right here. Yes, you do.
But, you know, you look at the Barb Bakers of the world.
Oh, yeah.
And the you know, Monica Chavez and the Sansons, the Sarah Smiths.
Our Office of Community Enhancement Engagement. You'll find them there as well. Melissa Strovers and Donette Ellis. They're great people.
But they're, all these, you look at some, whenever there's something involved, and it's always the women. And they're, I figured you guys were already networked pretty well together because.
Well, this is an important step, I feel,
and
that.
Yeah, and to network and also to reach out to other women who aren't already in this position, because we know there's a lot of women out there that might be afraid to start a business or maybe do not know anything about insurance or life insurance or how to do a budget, and trying to target that market too to help them so they can be empowered also.
And this is not just for women here in Grinnell. This is
countywide.
Countywide.
Okay. And if someone outside of the county wanted to come, they are very welcome.
Yeah, because we're kind of on that border of.
Yes, we are. We can get. I personally live in Jasper County, but.
It's that cusp thing that we got going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So, how many members are there of She Counts? I mean, do you guys have regular meetings?
We meet once a month.
Okay.
And the members are the board members. There's nothing. Right now, we don't have anything opened up where it's like a meeting where other people can come and it's board run. Those are kind of when we do our power up series, is when other women come in. And there's always room for growth. And looking into 2020, we have lots of ideas, and we may do subcommittees. There might be some other things coming up. And it's just bringing those ideas to the table and see what's going to fit best within our board, and also going out into the community to reach women.
How has attendance been at these seminars?
Oh, they've been terrific. Yeah. The very first one, basically, people go to our Facebook page, and there's a place to basically indicate that you're coming on Friday. But the first one just blew out of the water with people who were interested, showed us that this is not only an interest in the community, it's a need.
Now, you mentioned the Facebook. I had trouble getting it on Facebook. For whatever reason, I'm not the sharpest tool in the drawer.
You need to like it and tell Facebook to show it to you first.
It's She, capital S, capital H, capital E, then Counts.
But there's no period or anything, right?
No. In our acronym, which is supporting, helping, and empowering, that's what the She stands for. But as far as on the Facebook page, it's just She.
Yeah. Because, see, I get this. I don't know if this is the right page or not. And I'm getting something then. I get a weird one when I put it in there. So.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we will look into that to make sure people can reach
that
out.
Tim.
And then I'll send you the link.
Thanks, because I'm just like, like I said, not the sharpest tool in the drawer. We're talking this morning about She Counts with Liz Hansen and Darcy Dawson this morning here on Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. We'll talk some more when we get back.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community, just south of downtown Grinnell. You choose the way you want to live in the Mayflower community, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. You can enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices for independent living, including affordable campus apartments. There are patio homes and the Water Tower Square apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower community is when and where to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's daily dining with an open menu. There's catering, there are special meals, and holiday meals to share with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, rehab care, and assisted living. The Mayflower Community invites you to take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 or browse Mayflower Grinnell. Mayflower Community in Grinnell, a place to call home.
Good. I'm now liked on their page. No, they liked, I liked them or something. Okay. There's a mutual liking going on there on She Counts. Okay. All right. Very good. But this is the financial fitness, the power up is just one of the things that you're doing this week. You've got another thing that's coming up.
Yes, we do. And we're very excited about it because one of our specific goals for She Counts, we support a local graduating female senior with a scholarship for post-secondary education. And we support that for what we call first gen. And for those who may not know, a first gen is someone whose parents and guardians have not attained a bachelor's degree. Now, I personally am first gen, so I am very passionate about this. And one of the ways we identify and work with girls who are first gen, as well as guys. Guys are invited to our first gen pizza lunch at the high school. It'll be held this Thursday. It'll be held during all three lunch periods. So kids, just step out. Instead of going to the cafeteria, we invite them to join us in the Kriegel Gym, and we will provide the pizza, we'll provide the drinks, and we'll also have some first-gen Grinnell College students there so that they're available to tell their stories about how they broke through and were able to go on and attend Grinnell College and some of those obstacles that are we find are often common for first-gen students. And we invite guys even to come. We invite both males and females to come to our first gen pizza lunch because we know that some of those obstacles are often very common for both, and we want to connect with them and give them the resources that they will need to be successful in life.
And it just dawned on me, I'm a first gen.
See,
can I come get pizza?
Sure. Come on out and share your story, Tim.
There you go.
You are very welcome. And that's really what it's about, because once I feel that high school students hear those stories and think, we have several teachers, I was one at Grinnell High School, who are first gen, and we've asked them to share their stories with kids, because often you don't think about attending college. It's not just in your realm of possibilities until you are encouraged to look outside of that.
Hmm. So again, that's for
Thursday.
High school, is there? Mm-hmm.
There's a sign up that will be, there'll be an announcement at Grinnell High School in their morning announcements, and there's a Google Form link that they just click on, sign up, tell us what type of pizza they like, because we want to make sure that we have plenty of pizza for all of the kids who want to attend. And it's just that simple. We would welcome them. And as I said, we'll have members of the board and Grinnell College students there as well.
Okay. Very good. You mentioned something else that's you're doing.
Well,
the math club.
The math club.
That's right. That's the other thing that you do.
Yes. We partner with Davis Elementary, and it's for third and fourth grade girls. They meet every Wednesdays from right after school to about 4:45. And Sarah Dalby Albright is the one that's kind of the head. She's the ringleader of all of this, bringing together all the math problems and games. And it's a fun way for girls to learn different ways about math and also reaching out to things that may be a little bit ahead of what they're learning, but also giving that empowerment to understand it, because math is so important. And even if you aren't a business major, no matter what you do in life, you need to know math, whether it's balancing a checkbook or knowing how much stuff costs or dividing out a recipe. Math is everywhere, so it's very important to know math.
All right.
So, and I'm also an accounting and finance manager working at a bank, so, you know, math is important.
There you go. So, math club, and they meet every...
Every Wednesdays, every right Wednesday. After school. And then we had... Actually, we have so many girls attending. We have 30 girls each week coming. So we had to divide up the session this time so they could either take first session or second session. And every week with the 30 girls, we also always need women volunteers, because we gear this all to girls on this aspect, and we always have one leader per table. So women out there, if you're ever interested in volunteering, find me and I'll hook you up and you can help teach these girls some math.
Do you have to be a math whiz to be able to do that?
Actually, the nice thing is you do not have to be a math whiz. The great thing is they always send out the lesson ahead of time so you can review it. I did. When I got the lesson, when I was going to do it, I went out and did the spreadsheets and figured it out, because it was some stem and leaf project, and I'd never heard of that except in gardening. But I did have fun learning it, and I was able to take it on. But if you don't get it, and it's also just reaching out to those girls so they can have someone that's older to reach out, because a lot of these girls that come to this don't have positive role models in their life, and it's good to have them being able to maybe connect with somebody that is.
Again, She Counts, the Financial Fitness for Women seminar this Friday. You can contact the Arns Foundation, right?
Yes.
What's the phone number there?
It is 236-5518.
To get RSVP, let them know that you're coming so they'll have enough food and for child care. And that's all the time we have this morning. Thank you for being with us this morning. Liz Hansen, Darcy Dawson on Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. KGRN Grinnell, it's 8 o'clock.
Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, who will be one of the 8 witnesses to testify in 3 more public